Hachette Audio presents The Collectors by David Baldacci. Read for you by Tom Wopat and Maggie Meg Reed.
Roger Seagraves walked out of the U.S. Capitol after an interesting meeting that, surprisingly, had had little to do with politics. That evening, he sat alone in the living room of his modest suburban home after arriving at an important decision. He had to kill someone, and that someone was a very significant target. Instead of a daunting proposition, Seagraves saw it as a worthy challenge. The next morning, Seagraves drove to his office in Northern Virginia. Sitting at his desk, he mentally assembled the critical pieces of his task. Seagraves finally concluded that he would do the deed himself, unwilling to trust it to a third party. He'd killed before, many times, in fact. The only difference now was he wouldn't be doing it for his government. This one was all for him. Roger Seagraves was 42, single, and childless. A wife and brats would certainly have complicated his unorthodox lifestyle. In his previous career with the federal government, he'd adopted false identities and traveled across the world. Fortunately, changing identities was stunningly easy to do in the computer age. A few clicks of the Dell, a server somewhere in India hummed, and from one's fancy laser printer out popped a new you with all the official bells, whistles, and available credit. Though he still technically labored for the United States, he also worked for himself. His official pension plan fell far short of giving him the quality retirement.